Today's scripture lesson is from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Abba's house there are many dwelling spaces. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to God except through me. If you know me, you will also know my Abba. From now on, you do know God and have seen God. Philip said to him, Lord, show us God, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen God. How can you say, Show us God? Do you not believe that I am in God and God is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own, but God who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in God and God is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to God. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that God may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. These are our sacred stories. Thanks be to God.
Our lection this morning begins, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. But my heart is troubled. My heart is broken. In response to Ahmaud Arbery's murder, someone, and I can find no attribution other than anonymous, someone wrote these words. Black people are so tired. We can't go jogging.
Ahmaud Arbery.
We can't relax in the comfort of our homes.
Botham John. A Tatiana Jefferson.
We can't ask for help after being in a car crash.
Jonathan Farrell. Renisha McBride.
We can't have a cell phone.
Stephen Clark.
We can't leave a party to get to safety.
Jordan Edwards.
We can't play loud music.
Jordan Davis.
We can't sell CDs.
Alton Sterling.
We can't sleep.
Ayanna Jones.
We can't walk from the corner store.
Mike Brown.
We can't play cops and robbers.
Tamir Rice.
We can't go to church.
The Charleston Nine.
We can't walk home with Skittles.
Trayvon Martin.
We can't hold a hairbrush while leaving our own bachelor party.
Sean Bell.
We can't party on New Year's.
Oscar Grant.
We can't get a normal traffic ticket.
Sandra Bland.
We can't lawfully carry a weapon.
Philando Castile.
We can't break down on a public road with car problems.
Corey Jones.
We can't shop at Walmart.
John Crawford.
We can't have a disabled vehicle.
Terrence Crutcher.
We can't read a book in our own car.
Keith Scott.
We can't be a 10-year-old walking with our grandfather.
Clifford Glover.
We can't decorate for a party.
Claude Reese.
We can't ask a cop a question.
Randy Evans.
We can't cash our check in peace.
Yvonne Smallwood.
We can't take out our wallet.
Amadou Diallo.
We can't run.
Walter Scott.
We can't breathe.
Eric Garner.
We can't live.
Freddie Gray.
We're tired. Tired of making hashtags. Tired of trying to convince you that our Black lives matter too. Tired of dying. tired, tired, tired. So very tired. This is a tired that I cannot truly understand. I am a white woman who is the mother of two white boys. There are all sorts of things that I try to protect our boys from, and I don't worry that one day they'll be running for exercise and enjoyment and be hunted down and shot. And friends, we who cannot truly understand the fear and the worry, the exhaustion and the pain, we must be the ones to do the work for justice and safety for our brothers and sisters, for all our siblings. It's time for us to take this on, to shoulder it. We cannot continue to look to people of color to solve the atrocities of racism. White people must stop white people from hating and taking and killing people of color. I have never been mistrusted, feared, oppressed, threatened simply because of my skin color. I don't know what it is to live with the fear that must be part of each day of a person of color. I don't know. And I can listen. And I can learn. And I can refuse to be defensive when I'm confronted with my own racism. I can listen. I can hear. I can believe. I can change. I can use my unearned privilege, just because I'm white, I can use it to have difficult conversations, to challenge racist comments, to acknowledge the systemic abuse and dehumanization of people of color. I can, and I must, and you can use yourself, and you must. We've got to work for change. Perhaps you've seen the YouTube video that I shared on my Facebook feed. It's Sweet Honey in the Rock singing Ella's song. Even if you've listened to them singing it, which is much preferred to my reading it, I want to share the lyrics again. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men. Black mothers' sons is as important as the killing of white men. And white mothers' sons. And that which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me. To me, young people come first. They have the courage where we fail. And if I can shed some light as they carry us through the gale, the older I get, the better I know that the secret of my going on is when the reins are in the hand of the young, who dare to run against the storm, not needing to clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be just one in the number as we stand against tyranny. Struggling myself don't mean a whole lot, I come to realize, that teaching others to stand up and fight is the only way my struggle survives. I'm a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. At time, I can be quite difficult. I'll bow to no man's word. We must be one of the number who stand against tyranny. We must demand that the killing of black men and black mothers' sons is as important as the killing of white men and white mothers' sons. I've known this song a long time. I'm a big fan of Sweet Honey and the Rock. But as I played it and wept in these days, the line, the older I get, the better I know that the secret of my going on is when the reins are in the hand of the young who dare to run against the storm, that line has stuck out to me in new ways. Owen, our 12-year-old son, has been reading Ghost Boys for his 6th grade reading group. This novel by Jewel Parker Rhodes tells the story of 12-year-old Jerome, who's shot by a police officer who mistakes his toy gun for a real threat. As a ghost, he observes the devastation that's been unleashed on his family and community in the wake of what they see as an unjust and brutal killing. Soon, Jerome meets another ghost, Emmett Till. A boy from a different time, but of similar circumstances. Emmett helps Jerome to process what has happened, and together they explore how historical and entrenched racism have led to the events that ended Jerome's life. Jerome also meets Sarah, the daughter of the police officer, who grapples with her father's actions. I can't say how other 6th graders in Miss Lubell's class handled this book, as earbuds seemed to be an integral part of Owen's online learning. And I do know that most days, Owen has had a lot of tears. And Owen's tears and what's going on in the world have brought on his mom's tears. And several days we've hugged and cried. One of the lines of the book reads, "Only the living can make the world better. Live and make it better." Only the living can make the world better. Live and make it better. But how? How? Because the living are not making it better, at least not all of us, perhaps not even most of us. How can we be among the living that are each day making it better? We who believe in freedom, we cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men and black mothers' sons is as important as the killing of white men and white mothers' sons, we cannot rest until it comes. This Mother's Day, I pray that we will find a new way forward. A way forward that places the same value on black mothers' sons and brown mothers' sons as it does on white mothers' sons. I pray that we will find a way, make a way, join a way that will make it better. In today's scripture we read, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God except through me. If you know me, you will know my Abba also. From now on, you do know God, and you have seen God." These words are attributed to Jesus. These words have been used to exclude people of other faiths, used to draw lines of who's in and who's out. But what if this language is not about belief? The author of the Gospel of John is a storyteller. He loves metaphor. For John, Jesus is the Word, the bread of life, the vine, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the resurrection. Jesus is the door. John is trying to tell us something. But what if what he's trying to tell us is not that belief in Jesus is the only way to God? In this story, when Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, tells the disciples that they know the way to the place where he's going, Thomas, like most characters in the gospel, Thomas takes Jesus very literally. He wants directions, a roadmap to this place. And Jesus responds with these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Johannian scholars suggest that John is telling us that Jesus' behavior, his actions, his embodiment of love, this is the way, the truth, the life. This is the way of God, not the way to God. It's also the way we who are living can make the world better by embodying the way of love and peace and compassion and justice. But instead of encouraging love and acts of justice, this verse has often been used as a trump card, or worse, as a threat, to tell people that they must accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior in order to be saved. But to interpret the verse in this way is to rip it from its context and to do violence to each other and the spirit of the gospel. There is no only way, no right way, no list of things that must be believed, no formula. In John's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, me, not beliefs about me." Steve Garness Holmes writes, "This is not a treasure map for conversion, not a filter to screen out unbelievers. No. No one-way directions to some secret entrance. We don't come to God on Jesus' coattails, behind him or beside him, but through him, inside him. Be Jesus. Be God's self-giving love embodied in the world. That's how you come to God. Be God's love for you, yes, yourself, which becomes God's love for the world. Get right inside that love. Move through it. We get close to God through love. Love is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God except through love. This love is not easy, not emotional bosh, as Martin Luther King Jr. put it. This is the love of resistance. This is the love that demands our courage, our strength, our willingness to see what is happening. Because of systems of oppression and entrenched racism, this pandemic and economic collapse are targeting people of color disproportionately. The way of love resists any narrative that suggests that people who are suffering are to blame because they didn't work hard enough. The way of love demands that we see what is happening and that we refuse to ignore it. And not just see, but that we act for change. The long and murderous history of seeing black bodies as a threat must be interrupted. No more. We must speak and work with outraged love for justice. Nothing ever changes except through love. There is no way, no truth, no life except through love. What if our reading today from John is not so much about a mansion in heaven, a place that's prepared, not so much about belief in Jesus as the one and only way to God? What if these words, imagined by the writer of John's gospel in the mouth of Jesus, what if these words are meant to comfort the grieving and disoriented and despairing disciples? The word for dwelling places is linked grammatically to the Johannine concept of abiding. They have the same root. The dwelling places are the noun of the verb that Jesus uses just a chapter later when he tells the disciples, "Abide in me." The charge to abide and dwell with God strikes me as an invitation to hear and share a comforting word, not from a place of security or power, but from a place of vulnerability. More than a charge to get it together and put on a brave face, there's permission given here to admit that we cannot control the things that trouble us, that devastate us. We need not seek comfort and some false sense of security. The only kind of comfort we might know in these days is the comfort of abiding, loving, working for change. Jesus was executed on a cross, slaughtered, and the disciples saw it. They were there. They believed he would change things, bring justice and peace, and instead he was murdered. Peace and justice did not happen in the ways they expected, and then Jesus was gone. They were devastated, full of despair. In this resurrection appearance, Jesus is assuring the disciples that Jesus will continue to be with them, that they will in mystery abide together through time and space. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I will be with you, urging you along the way. Jesus, a murdered black man, speaks from the grave. He tells us after death what he told us in life, that love is what matters, that God's kingdom is up to us. God's kingdom of peace and justice will only exist if we live the way of love. Men who look more like Jesus than any white person are being slaughtered. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Ahmad. Jesus is Tamir Rice. Jesus is Trayvon Martin. Jesus is Sandra Bland. Jesus is Emmett Till. Jesus is the millions of people of color slaughtered. Jesus is murdered again and again by prejudice and power. And each time he begs us to change, begs us to follow in the way of love. What if we finally listen? What if we finally follow? Believe in me, that I am in God. It doesn't say believe in me. That's the whole point. It says believe me. This is Jesus and John. I'm quoting it again. Believe me that I am in God and God is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these, because I'm going to God. The greater works need to be done. God's kingdom has not yet come on earth, and we must work for justice. We must work for peace. We must follow in the way of strong, demanding love. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes, until the killing of black men and black mothers' sons is as important as the killing of white men and white mothers' sons. Only the living can make the world better. Live and make it better. Amen.